Hello, Keisha. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm having a cocktail, and it's a
Ooh.
gin that's called Drum Shambo Gunpowder Irish Gin. And yeah,
That's a mouthful.
it is. It's got a
Yeah.
cool little sort of animal. I guess maybe it's like a jackalope on the label.
Okay.
And I would like to put this out there to America and the world. We are still shopping for sponsors, right? We're taking
And
offers.
take a gin sponsor. That
We
might not be the smartest move, but if we could get Prevagen on board along with the gin, like
Yeah.
Prevagen, you
We
know?
put the
Yeah.
gin in
That
Prevagen.
was good.
We're off to such a hot
Yeah.
start. And also this is, well, I had hesitated to call it a bonus episode because that implies that it's
It's
extra.
extra, and it's not extra. It's just,
It's maybe like
yeah, it's a preemptive placeholder episode
yes, 'cause
because I'm going to be out of town, and so I'm going to have to catch
Gio will
up
be
on
on the
stuff here.
road, so we're going to throw this one out there. And in the
Yeah.
hopes that you'll hang with us till Gia gets back home.
We're going to try to not talk about bar shampoo for an hour, but it's
Yeah.
hard, so no promises
It's
there.
so hard, and I wish you
But
hadn't
not.
said it because now all I'm
You
thinking is bar
want
shampoo.
to talk
Yeah. I'll try not
about
to. I'll
it?
try not to.
I did look up your Kiss My Face site,
Yeah.
and they've
Yeah.
got a lot of
Okay.
products. A
So
lot
we
of
are
products.
talking about
Oh no, I'm done. I'm done.
Okay.
I want to ask
Okay.
more about your drink. So that is that like a pre-mixed drink all together, or is that just the
No,
brand of
that's
gin?
it's
And
just the gin, and it
okay, and
came
you're
in
just drinking straight gin?
a No, Gia. I'm a lady.
Lady.
I've
So
got
you've
it in
got
a
it
big, it's
mixed
in a
with.
big mason jar with some
Sure.
tonic, and I threw in a splash of that Stonewall Kitchen pomegranate Cosmo
A
mix.
pomegranate. Okay, so it's not
Yeah.
quite
And
a
I
not a
wouldn't mind,
classic gin and tonic, but
I would
yeah.
entertain offers from Stonewall Kitchen also as a sponsor.
They do nice work. Yeah. What was that mustard I loved in Maine? There was a mustard company that I just loved, and now I can't think of it.
I
I
don't
know
know. What
Stonewall
were we
Kitchen has
talking
mustard,
about?
but
Oh, we were talking.
maybe we haven't talked
Oh.
about mustard yet.
I don't think we
Was there like
have.
a Jack
Surprising.
mustard or something? There was a mustard I'm always like, oh, I must remember to get that mustard
What
while
did you
I'm
put it
there.
on?
Whatever. What did
Don't
I
take
not
that
put it
tone
on?
with me. Trying to help jog your memory.
You know,
Sheesh.
sandwiches and things. I don't know. I want to say Jack's, but that may not be right.
Jack's mustard, huh?
That could be wrong. I
Yeah,
don't
I
know.
don't. I think you're starting to make
It
stuff
was a
up too.
fine mustard, though, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I'll find it when
Okay.
I'm there again. I'll find it.
Okay. All right.
We could
All
just
right.
review products on this
Yeah,
show.
that's true. I was thinking when you do come up, it's going to be so exciting. I was thinking we
We're
should
gonna
make
cook
a
cabbage. Yeah.
cabbage, your cabbage and cheese.
I haven't had any today, you know, and I don't feel as
Oh,
well. I need to have some.
jeez. Yeah, okay. Oh, I was thinking I would make a hummingbird cake.
Oh my gosh. And we could eat the whole thing like
The whole
Valentine
thing,
and
and then we'll throw up and then we'll
Martin.
eat
Yeah, we
something
could.
else.
Yeah. Now
Okay.
you're getting like Roman or something.
Or teenage.
I don't think they threw up and ate something else. So that's you're just adding that on to the
I'm
scene.
just, yeah, just so we can, keep going,
Okay. All right. But yeah, hummingbird cake, that would be fun. We'll take pictures. We could dress up like
Yeah.
a tea party.
We could eat nothing but like hospital related food, like biscotti,
Biscotti,
hummingbird
hummingbird cake,
cake,
martinis. It could be like a,
martinis.
we would just really need to barf by the end of the day.
Yeah, brownies, like we could eat the brownies that they didn't finish at Kelly's.
What else do they eat on there? What other foods do we have going on there? Not a lot. I mean, we see more drinks than foods, really.
Yeah, we
Which
see a
makes
lot
sense
of.
because you can't have people, actors eating and trying to deliver lines, and that would be
Yeah.
hard for them, I would think.
Yeah. But it does seem like when they're like, I mean, they do show like real food versus when they're walking around with a coffee cup that you know is empty.
Yeah, that like, you know, a paper cup with full of air. Yeah, yeah. And they're swinging around.
Yeah, that's yeah. I would you say that's one of our pet peeves? We both
it's
share
yours.
That.
It's one of yours for sure.
Okay.
Well, I noticed it, but I think you really take it to heart. You know, you
really another thing it. I noticed, and this is not exclusive to hospital, and maybe it's not even something that they're guilty of, but on shows when characters are talking on the phone and they sort of hang up the phone before they're finished with their line.
That's a lot of times they do think that on the phone and they don't actually say goodbye.
Yeah.
They finish.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, we still do actually say, we kind of like do a sign off, you know, in real life. So that always seems weird.
Should we cut that out? Maybe we could do something better with that time.
I think so. I mean, I have quit talking on the phone altogether, almost.
Like, yeah.
Occasionally with you, and occasionally with family if I have to, you know.
I can't imagine, like, just hanging up without saying goodbye.
Right. I know you say goodbye. But have you noticed that a lot of times it's just like the end of the conversation?
It's true. It's true,
Yep.
And it always, it seems like it is a little rude.
I remembered, I was flicking channels looking for something, and a little bit of that 70s show was on the other day.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
I know, they've been on my mind because they've got a reboot coming up. But anyway, I remembered, like, you know how the phone cord would get stretched really long? Like your mother would be trying to, like, stay on the phone and cook supper and stuff. And I just remembered how funny that was, that long cord hitting the floor. Yeah. And, you know, we're free from that now.
Life is so much better.
It really is. We don't have that cord. We're not all, or you'd try to get away from your family and try to have a really private conversation and hold the phone as far away as possible.
Yeah.
And now you mostly just try to escape phone calls altogether.
Altogether, that's true, Gia. That is
like that ad about, I think it's Geico, where you're turning into your parents, and he's trying to ask them what was wrong with this message, and it was like, you didn't need to call at all. You could have texted that.
That's true. Exactly. I know. Those are very good commercials. I like those.
I see myself a lot in those.
Oh yeah, sure. No doubt. Yeah. I wish they would run some of the earlier ones, because, you know, some of them are really funny and it seems like they move on from the earlier ones.
Yeah, the earlier ones, like there was one where the woman was wearing the, like, the tube socks, you know, and, and like turned into her dad. And I was like, that one's me. That's the one that's me. Anyway, okay. Should we talk at all about General Hospital? We've touched on General Hospital.
Oopsie, I just dropped my mic. I thought maybe we could just try to, like, see into the future maybe a little bit try to imagine, like, what's next for some of our favorite characters. Should we start with the characters that we like?
Okay.
All right. And, you know, we can abandon this at any time.
That's... We're going to start with Dex. Is Dex
your favorite? Go. Don't tell me who my favorites are, Gia.
Oh, let me try to guess who your favorite is. I think your favorite is Anna, maybe.
Oh, Anna is one of my favorites. Yes, I do love Anna, even though she's very inept as a spy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even as a, not, and that she's she very, does a good job pretending that she's, you know,
sure. Working. They talk the talk. She and Valentine sort of talk the talk.
They do not walk the walk. Yeah,
and it's just, it sounds silly, even, you know, even when they're just talking.
Not it really only, does. They must, you know, be like, they must be laughing as they deliver those lines.
Yeah. Do you think Valentine has been entertained maybe as a possibility for the next Bond?
I hadn't thought of that. Now I'm trying to picture it.
I feel like he looks a little bit like Daniel Craig, and that's why you like him.
What? Doesn't look anything like Daniel Craig.
Sorry. Wishes. Sorry, Gia. I know he's precious to you.
I don't think he resembles Daniel Craig, like, in the least. Like, not even one iota. But I'm entertaining him as a Bond possibility now. I had not until this point.
Maybe
he could pull it off in a more Roger Moore way.
Yeah, or if like Bond was a TV series instead of just movies, you know, he could be the TV Bond.
That would. I don't think I'd like that as a TV series. That would cheapen Jeez. It.
Are you not even allowed to make jokes about Bond?
Not really.
Sheesh. Okay. All right. I didn't realize that was like a sacred.
Well, I'm a little touchy about it because I'm worried that it's, you know, there's so yeah. much talk about who the next Bond is. Like,
yeah.
people get off the stick and get this thing going, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody that cares about it is going to be dead soon.
That's
and I'm one of them.
You know? Clock is ticking, people.
Clock's ticking, broccoli family. Get on it.
Well, and also it seems like there are all these new factors that they have to, you know, include in a decision. You know, it can't just be straightforward anymore. You got to try to please everybody, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And they're sort of restarting it because they killed him.
Yeah.
Which I would think would give them greater freedom.
Sure.
But right. Do they have to modernize it? You know, there's so much obviously blatant sexist and racist crap going on in those. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a lot to think about.
It is, but
now we're not on General Hospital. Already.
No, we're not.
Again, it doesn't take.
Yeah. It doesn't take anything at all to get us to move away.
So, okay, well, who is your favorite character then? If it's not Anna, I don't know who you're gonna.
We mostly
talk about ones we hate. You know,
that's true, and that's unfortunate. We should spend more time on the characters that we really like. Well, the character that I really like and I'm concerned about now is Cam.
Because right.
His
heart crushed.
Yes, and I do love a very decent man. Which you know he was becoming, and now I'm a little worried that will be sort of derailed.
He's gonna take a dark turn.
Yeah, like what if he got into drugs or something, you know?
Yeah, he is supposed to be in a band, right?
So exactly. Well, I was thinking that would, like you said, it would be nice if he sort of channeled all his heartache into his music and if they really developed that as part of his character and we saw
him
in the
band.
Yeah, that'd
be fun, wouldn't it?
You know, I think that would open a lot of possibilities up, you know, if he had some new friends that we saw. You know,
there's been chatter online. I did not think of this, but there's been chatter online about is it Emma?
Mm-hmm.
Robin's daughter Emma, like returning to be his girlfriend
because
she'd be all grown up now.
Yeah. And I, you know, I guess that would be, I don't know. It's, I don't know what I think about that. I mean, I like Emma, you know, and I wouldn't mind seeing her back as a character, but I don't know if we have to like just put them together, you know, for.
No, but it'd be fun to see him move on to somebody more I don't know in his whatever
sort
Joss
of similar.
Joss is just so like miles not ahead. It isn't like a linear thing ahead, but
she just wants to get out in the
worldly.
World.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and. And he just seems so apple pie and baseball and a little more like his real age. And so it'd be interesting to see him move on and see them all interact with different partners. Mm-hmm. And I don't see them like hanging out together, Dex and Joss.
No, Joss has sort of written herself out of any sort of circle of friends she had, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's kind of interesting. She's just made her world a lot smaller in a way, you know?
Yeah, it's just going to be she and Dex, really, probably.
Yep. I don't know where Trina's going to go when they're using the room.
And why is Trina never busting into that dorm room? Because is she living at home permanently now?
I guess maybe she was home just to keep her safe while the hook thing was going on.
Because it said Joss and Trina on the door.
Yeah.
No Trina there.
Yeah. So I think that's why she's
fun to have like Joss and Trina in the dorm scenes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot goes on in dorms.
You could have a whole show about girls in a dorm.
Dorm life, yeah.
Like Felicity.
I still haven't watched that, so.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of teen angst in that show, but it's good.
I've been reviewing late night. I've been watching the Bob Newhart show over again. Mm.
Oh, I love Bob Newhart.
That's an oldie. Very yeah. oldie.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, guy. So Cam, that's who you're worried about. And
I'm worried about Cam, yeah, and I really hope that even though I think he'll, you know, it's going to take a while for him to put the pieces back together, but I'm hoping that he can, you know, without any
with real damage. yeah. With Spencer's idiotic help.
Yeah, yeah.
Spencer can't help anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I hope you're right about that. But I think he's going to go through some dark times here in the immediate mm-hmm. future, obviously.
Probably because it's a soap opera. He'll do something well, that, you know.
Yeah. He shouldn't, yeah.
Yeah.
He'll make a bad move.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
what about you? Well, who's your favorite, Gia?
Well,
Ava.
I love Ava. I love Spencer. I love Dex. Mm-hmm. Even though I don't like love her, but I think Nina is a very intriguing character.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think she's becoming more intriguing to me than she was before, just partly
she's a mess.
She's sort of like a functional mess, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somehow she's managing to sort of navigate a path where she can have like a relationship with Sunny and other relationships.
Yeah.
But still like have all of these.
Yeah, you see her walk into a room and you know she's just gonna smear herself all over in some way.
Yeah.
You know, there's gonna be some mess.
Yeah.
She's gonna make some impulsive move or go say something to Willow that she shouldn't say or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it's gonna be mm-hmm. and it's gonna be a messy, messy path forward.
Yeah. It's kind of like all her feelings and fears, you know, insecurities and needs are all like right on the surface, you know, and there's not enough of a filter, you know.
It's like she's an inside out person. Like
everything
is on the outside all the time, just quivering in the breeze and she can't even no filter, no impulse control.
Yeah, and maybe, you know, in a way, like a lot of things she says and the way she behaves, it's kind of the way lots of people would like to behave.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But you sort of realize that you're, you know, that's not going to be welcome.
It's not going to fly.
The world. Yeah, yeah, so
yeah,
try to tamp it down, but there she is.
Yeah, but
let it all hang out.
Oddly enough, like compared to Carly, you know, or I guess Carly compared to her, you'd say that Carly actually is in much better control of her own emotions.
Yeah, yeah.
And historically, you wouldn't have ever said that about Carly, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Carly was the one flying off the handle or coming up with some cockamamie scheme, usually.
Yeah, always, acting first and then thinking second.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. But, I mean, in so many ways, they have a lot of similarities.
Mm-hmm.
But
they do, yeah.
But at the moment, I'd say Carly's winning as far as being in control of herself.
I guess, but then her like the way people see her has definitely changed. She's dropped in their estimation. You know,
you mean right now because of having kept that secret.
Yeah. Michael, Willow, even though they, you know, they're at the point where they kind of see where she's coming from, I think they still feel like, you know, that was a real misstep, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And God, Drew is, if he was mansplaining before, he's probably going to feel like he really has to teach her everything,
oh, yeah,
you know.
I'm going to have to keep putting my hand on my chest and then waving it in the air and Yeah.
So I don't know if we're going to have to see more of that, that's going to be difficult.
Yeah. Another one of my favorites is Brad and will there be a place for Brad without Britt now?
Yeah.
You know, I hope so. Like they seemed like he and Maxie had some chemistry, you know, as sort of sparring.
Yeah.
Nice verbal repartee.
But.
Mm-hmm. So maybe they can dream up some escapades for them or something, or you
can
start babysitting for her or something. I'd like to see he and Georgie like trying to get along.
Ooh,
you know,
that's interesting. Yeah,
like I'd like
Georgie
to see
would give him the time of day.
Yeah, but wouldn't it be fun if she had to, like, if he had to babysit and she was, like, just being a sassy pain in the ass?
Yeah, he'd be locked in a closet before you know it.
Yeah, or something. Or he'd be saying something wickedly inappropriate, you know.
Yeah, or maybe, like, Selena would drop by.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, there'd be something that'd be like, we're not telling your mother about this or something, you know.
Yeah,
that could be fun. So if you're listening, writers, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Like a whole different storyline we hadn't thought about, but Brad as a babysitter for Maxie's kids.
Yeah, if Drew can be a swim coach for little kids, then exactly. I feel like Brad could definitely be a babysitter, like a manny.
Oh yeah. I'd like to see Charlotte again. I know we're supposed to be making predictions, but I'm just saying, like, stuff I'm worried about. Brad disappearing. Charlotte basically has disappeared. What the hell?
Yeah, I know. And she's apparently been right under our noses at Laura's house.
At Laura's, why haven't we seen any scenes with Laura and Kevin?
Laura and Kevin. I always like to see Kevin, more of Kevin. Yeah. Especially when, you know, he's talking his wife's
Kevin,
talk.
Yes, Kevin just calms you down. He's very soothing.
He does, yeah. And,
he's like looking at a snow globe or something. You know? you get mellow.
Have you never been mellow?
Have you never been? Yeah, well, that doesn't even make sense grammatically, does it?
No, but Olivia could get away with stuff like
that. She could, yeah. She was lovely.
Yeah. I would like to, this is maybe a little controversial, but maybe not. I would like to see them pull Curtis out of this weird little zone he's in and put him back at his club.
Okay.
Even if that means going toe-to-toe with Selena and something bad going down, you know, behind in that back room or whatever, you know. I would just like to see him back in his element, sort of.
I'd like to see him he's going to go ahead and get married to Portia, of course.
Yeah, and that's going to go forward.
It's going to go forward, and it's going to be sickeningly sweet. Sickeningly sweet, because it's Valentine's squealing. Day. It's going to be like so much squealing and horrific shit. And then the truth will come out about Trina being Curtis's daughter, biological daughter, and they will still be married, but Curtis will be hateful and cold. And... but they'll still be married. But then he will have a hot, torrid fling with Mika.
Oh, is his bartender?
Yep. In the back room. Yeah.
Oh, in the back room. Yeah. I like her a lot. Yeah. She's another character that seemed like she could have easily
Yeah. So Curtis is going to become not more likable, but more interesting.
Okay.
Not always the same thing.
No, that's true.
He's going to be so angry that Portia didn't tell him the truth.
Yeah, and sure.
Now we've learned that, you know, oh, he's always, you know, wanted to be a father all his life. And
yeah,
like, does it strike you as ridiculous and even irresponsible that those two are talking about having a baby now?
Well, it seems like, yeah, I mean, yeah. But it seems like, isn't he the one who usually brings it up and she's the one who's sort of silent, right?
But doesn't that seem a little ridiculous?
It does seem ridiculous. Yeah, I don't even know how old Portia.
I guess I don't know
but
he's got some gray in the beard, and
yeah,
I don't know.
And he's got his life's. I mean, if he's got his club and all the shit that goes along with it, it's not a great world he's, you know, become part of.
Yeah, I suppose so. I was just thinking more that, you know, they'll be like 90 when the kids,
yeah,
you know, getting ready to go into high school or something. But, yeah. Maybe they're supposed to be younger than I'm thinking.
Well, I don't know. I mean, Trina's
in college. Yeah. So yeah, anyway,
yeah.
Seems a little stupid. But.
Yeah. I predict that Portia will become Marshall's manager and she'll only book him.
I thought you were
going to
say lover.
Maybe later, but for now, she's just going to force him to do clarinet solos all over town.
Just solo clarinet gigs.
Yeah, yeah. Just to prove that he doesn't have schizophrenia. Yeah. That's not ridiculous, is it?
We have to see all these scenes.
Well, I think there will be equal parts clarinet and scatting if that makes it any better. I do a little scatting.
And that's private. Will he always be wearing the hat? Like the
always the pork pie hat.
I think that's called a pork pie hat.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Well, I don't know where that came from. That just came from the recesses of my mind. So it could be total bullshit.
Seems like it comes from like an old comic strip or something.
That could be. Yeah.
But I think we probably hit the nail on the head with Marshall there.
What do you want to see happen with Spencer?
Spencer has become one of the most interesting characters. And I would like to see him and Cam really like try to flesh out like who they are and kind of how they function together as friends when in some ways they're so different, you know?
Okay.
Trying to like Spencer's always going to be trying to pull Cam out of his little, you know, safe world, I guess. And vice versa. I think Cam is always going to try to keep Spencer from going off the deep end, you know, with his
self-involved, grandiose.
Yeah.
What I like about Spencer is he's like equal parts self-deprecating and then also like grandiose.
Yeah. You
know, like he's got himself on some pedestal or something, but okay, so more friendship with Cam and Spencer. Yeah. All right.
And I also would love to see more Ava and Spencer, but not necessarily like pursuing this baby thing.
The baby thing, you don't see those two raising the baby together.
Well, I mean, as at much Windermere? As Ava, right. Yeah, not at Windermere, no. But I think that because they're fun. And also Ava and Austin, I think we saw that.
They were fantastic. Yeah. So I think they should pursue that.
Yeah, I do too. I think that could be interesting.
There was electricity in that room.
There was. Yeah. And a lot of sass, which I love.
Yeah. I'm hoping that tested well. Whatever test groups they have, I'm hoping that they had the same reaction we did.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We've tried them with lots of people, but that one works the very best. So.
Yep. And now, I mean, the sad thing is we really like Elizabeth and Nicholas, you know, going through their sort of...
Yeah, and Nicholas is going to disappear, apparently. Or he'll be a new actor playing Nicholas.
Well, I don't know if this was a reliable source, but I think I saw that the more angry looking guy who just played him before is coming back. You know, the one who looks like he's way more sort of
way edgier and, you know,
I don't know.
Kind of mean. He looks kind of mean. He gives off a mean vibe. Yeah.
Like he wouldn't get himself into these, these predicaments, you know,
in the first place. Yeah. Cause this current Nicholas is kind of silly. He's got a silly
side. Silly. And he gets into these things like, and then
he's the silly prince.
Kind of looks at it, you know, all like, huh, how did this happen? you know?
Yeah, this other guy, he looks more like he maybe could have been a Navy SEAL.
Yeah, and he never would have locked Esme up in the tower, you know.
No, he would have just killed her. He would have just slit her throat and been done with her. Yeah, he's got an angry vibe, that guy. So,
Doesn't he? He has a completely different energy. You know?
We'll have to give him a chance, I guess. But that's not to give people a chance. But
Not really. But it seems like... Yeah, we'll try, sort of. But it seems like this is not the first time they've gone with someone whose energy is completely different than the previous.
Drew,
you know?
I mean. Yeah.
Drew, that was just night and day, you know? And this is kind of like that, too. Like, the first Drew was a lot like this newer Nicholas guy, I think.
Yeah. I was thinking they might just ditch the Nicholas character altogether, have him, you know, take himself elsewhere or something.
Yeah. I don't know if this is good information I'm passing along.
Where were you getting this? Just on your Google feed or something? Okay. I haven't seen it, but I have not kept up with the various, like, you know, Facebook groups.
Yeah. I don't know. And I think those seem to be not that reliable a lot of the time, you know.
The chatter is.
Yeah.
All right. But,
Yeah, I don't know what, like, Anna and Valentine, they've been gone for so long.
Yeah. They need to do something more viable with them other than, you know, get them out of that sort of spy adventure.
Yeah, because that's right. It's kind of like
that so much.
Yeah, and it seems like it sort of limits who they are as people, kind of like Jordan as a cop, you know, she only has like four lines, you know.
Yeah. And, yeah, we don't get a personal story because they have to be that job. Yeah.
Yeah.
But we'll have a bunch of adventures in the catacombs, Pierre Shorey.
I guess we will.
It's going to be unbearable, I think.
It is. It is, yeah. So hopefully that'll get wrapped up pretty quickly.
Yeah. I don't even know what they're doing there. I guess they're looking for Lucy now. That's the.
Yeah. I guess maybe that means we'll see Lucy again sometime soon.
Yep. Yeah.
And Lucy and Marty
back in town.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Eat hummingbird cake or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
You want to talk about bar shampoo some more? Or?
Yeah. I do. I've decided that the bar shampoo that made my hair very fluffy and dry might be good for washing under the arms. That's going to be my.
Well, you want your pits to be fluffy and dry, so yeah.
Yeah. Transitioning that one away from the head and into the
arm. Do you ever wash any of those smelly little dogs of yours?
Smelly little dogs. Point taken.
I've been trying to wash them right now, I think.
But. Yeah, that's the problem. Yeah, I've been trying to keep Miffy washed, and she, you know.
She's resistant to that idea, I bet.
A little bit, yeah. So I try to just use water and not have to rinse too much. And that soap is so fluffy. I mean, sudsy that I don't know
if
she'd like that. But yeah, it might be good for that too, actually. Yeah, we'll see.
Wash your dishes with it. I don't know.
Yeah. But I talked to somebody else. This is who I've become.
I'm starting to branch out. Oh my god!
If I don't feel that I can bring up the podcast, I start talking about bar shampoo. Yeah.
you give a preceding thought that we're talking about reducing our use of packaging, or is this just? You just have a weird obsession with bar shampoo.
Yeah, it probably comes off more like that then I see the sort of discomfort crossing a person's face, and I realize I've got to like back up, and then I talk about
here's why I'm talking about bar shampoo.
Yeah. So don't look at me like that.
I'm haunted by plastic.
But yeah, this person didn't know that bar shampoo was a thing either. So I think. You know, it's not really something that everybody's talking about.
Well, it hasn't. But we are.
Which is surprising. What do people talk about?
I don't know. But I got involved in a conversation with some guy the other night, and he was just talking about different types of glue. You know, it's like, what are we talking about?
This is where you become like Jiminy Glick, and you hold up your hand. Like,
I know.
I can't. I can't listen.
I know.
To
it's like, I just can't believe this is where we're going here. Well, he was talking about building guitars, and so then he got off on different glue, different adhesives and their properties.
Okay.
And, you know, I was like, wow.
He's single, I'm assuming.
No, he's not. No. He's a great guy. But I was like, wow, this is like so not my 20s anymore. I'm just standing around talking about adhesives and. I don't think the bar shampoo has hit the mainstream because, like you said, you found it in your grocery store, but I haven't seen it in mine. I did poke around a little bit because I thought, well, maybe they're out there and I just haven't really looked, but
And before we got on tonight, I was looking into laundry detergents that don't have as much what.
It's just funny. Like, I can't even, like, how would that, like, something that came, you know, maybe if they came in little blocks that were in a cardboard box or something, you know, like there's the little pods now that all the kids have to eat, apparently.
Yeah, because they made them look delicious.
That,
yeah.
Well, is there some getting high factor off eating them? Isn't it
THC? No, I don't think so. I don't think so at all. I think it's only bad for you. But yeah, they do have some that comes in like, they call them leaves, like sort of like so thin, like a thin, easily dissolvable sort of a thing, I guess, you know.
Mm-hmm. And that could be in a cardboard box or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But you don't need those huge plastic jugs really for a lot of these. And so I don't know how well they perform, but I think it's probably, that should be our next.
I know you're going to get some and you're going to tell us. So.
Are you on the edge of your seat? I don't know if they have those at the store though. Maybe at like a natural food store they would. So I'll have to look around, but I might have to order them online. So
back in my hippie college days, like I remember we would shop at a co-op.
Yeah.
And a lot of packaging was reduced, at least because you'd be getting things out of big bins, you know, shoveling it into like at least single bags or whatever, you know, but you know, I don't know, not terribly hygienic. All these people like scooping shit out of one bin or whatever. I don't know. Uh-huh. I don't know if that's a solution or not, but at least, you know, things were in bulk.
Right. And then you'd... Yeah. But, yeah. Those still exist. Yeah. I don't know if they've got detergent like that. That would be an interesting idea.
Yeah. I mean, at least it would reduce the use of single use plastic of some sort. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I think better minds than ours are going to have to get on this. I mean, no offense, but we can make our vote. we can vote by trying to consume these products and maybe some, like, it has to come from the market. You know, like it has to come from the money side. There has to be some reason that they go, oh, this is what consumers want. And then,
yep.
I don't know. But a couple of old ladies like us, you know, rubbing bars of soap on our hands.
I feel like that didn't sound as sexy as it could have.
It's not going to change the world, I don't think. But. And now you put it in your armpits, like you're going to try, and that, then you might get somewhere. Anyway, it's a fun topic, and it's something fun to Google while you're watching some boring show on TV. You know, you're like, what a bar, whatever, you know.
I know. Who needs friends?
Oh, I meant to tell you, what was I watching? Oh. I was flicked by an old NYPD Blue, and Ross was on an early. And he was kind of edgy and a completely different guy.
Towards the end of the Friends run, he became, I think, my favorite character.
He was good. But anyway, really, it was funny. not at all a goofball. He was a little bit edgy and angry. Huh. And it was like, oh, wow, I had never seen him like that. So.
Yeah, okay. All right, how about this for a new topic? A show recommendation. And let's say it's a show that has to have been recorded in the last 10 years.
You mean just completely not a soap opera, just a show?
Yeah, like something you've liked. I mean, you have mentioned.
I've mentioned so many.
Yeah. Already. I'm going to mention one that's well, a couple. Will Trent, I think, is okay. Not bad.
You've tried that. All right.
Yeah. Okay. And Violet was on an episode, so that was interesting.
Okay.
Was that on? Yeah, that was on Will Trent. And then also I like So Help Me Todd.
I haven't even heard of that one.
I forget what channel that's on, but it has a guy who used to be on Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. Yeah, he took over for another character, but anyway, that's a good show too, kind of.
Okay, yeah. I haven't heard
of that.
Sort of
network TV, you know, because that's I watch a lot of network TV.
Okay.
Even though I pay for like
you
six
pay for all the
streaming
good stuff,
services,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah. Well, I feel like I've said all the ones like, well, Reservation Dogs, which I think everybody's already on to.
Good.
It was so good.
Yeah, I gotta watch more of those.
Yeah, and well, the one we just watched, but it's already done. The Dirk.
The Dirk Gently one.
Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency or whatever it's called. Yeah. If you're into like whimsical, fantastic, you know.
Enjoyed
that thoroughly. you know, the Bob Newhart show, of course.
And, yeah. Slightly older than 10 years.
Yeah, as far as new things, we've watched a few. Have you heard of the show Reboot, which is another Hulu one?
Yep. That's got Rachel from Crazy Ex-Girlfriend on it. She plays the daughter of Paul Reiser.
Oh, so one of the writers. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she looks so much like Susan Tedeschi, her face.
Oh.
You know who Susan Tedeschi
is? Yeah, yeah, the Tedeschi Trucks band.
And
And if you've never watched Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, I love that show.
I don't think I have watched that.
Yeah.
That's really anyway, cool. I don't know. We're not sure. We're not like totally into it, but I want to give it a little more of a chance.
Yeah.
And it was so funny. Like it took us a long time to recognize it. Like, oh, that's Paul Reiser. We're like, oh,
yeah.
Wait, who is that? Who is that? You know, like what the hell's he been up to?
Yeah, not much really since Mad About You, I don't think.
Like, did he just go underground or was he doing stuff on streaming that I didn't see? Or
I don't know.
Was he on Broadway or?
I don't know, Gia.
No, I don't. But yeah, so I don't have much new. We are awaiting, anxiously awaiting the return of The Great.
Oh yeah, yeah, right.
Which like was just over the top fantastic, we thought. Mm-hmm. But it was also one of the early Hulu shows we found and we're like, oh my god, I can't believe they can do this stuff. And what else are we awaiting to return? Well, The Old Man. The Orville. Yeah. What's going on with that? Is it coming back or not?
I think so. I think it is. Okay. Yeah. I haven't heard anything lately.
So we've got a lot that can occupy our little brains. Mm-hmm. How do we hold these stories in our head? All of these stories.
I know. It's so much to choose from, really. It's a very rich time.
That reminds me of, I was listening to some NPR program while I walked through the day, and it was a father talking about his son and how hard it was during the pandemic to do the online school.
Uh-huh.
And his kid was, you know, kind of typical ADHD young boy, and it just wasn't working for him.
Yeah.
And to settle himself, the little boy started running around their block, like just... And that was like the only thing that kind of kept allowed him to focus ever. And the father interviewed him about it. And then he had him like attach a microphone when he went out there and you could hear him talking to himself. And he has like running stories in his head that he's telling himself while he was running around the block. And that was kind of like how he gets through his day, is these intricate tales. And
wow. Like,
well, that's going to be an interesting kid. But sitting still for online instruction just was not,
No. Yeah. You can see how that would just be impossible.
And, I mean, even just in person instruction possible for so many kids, but
it's such a weird idea that you're going to get kids to sit in one place for hours.
Still, like the age group that has the hardest time doing that.
Yeah.
I mean, I know they make lots of changes these days that, you know, but when you and I were there, of course, I'm pretty good at sitting still. But,
I've become very good at sitting.
Very sedentary. Yeah. But anyway, these kids that, you know, you could see that are drumming on their desks and, you know, can't continue. And that was this kid, you know, and it was listening to him talk to himself. It was so cool. Like he was telling these like fantastic tales.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm talking about that, but I just thought.
I don't know. That reminds me that I saw an article about how a lot of people like to watch TV as they're going to bed, you know. And what shows are the most popular that people watch?
To fall asleep to.
And mine is Friends, but the most popular one is Family Guy. And then...
That's the one with like the little Stewie and...
The cartoons, like Bob's Burgers is up there.
Cartoons are disturbing. They would keep me awake. I find them creepy.
Yeah, I guess they're just sort of silly and you don't have to like, you know...
Or maybe it's things you've seen so many times. Like
for me, that's Friends. Yeah,
like inside and out. So for me, it's like whatever. Like I don't watch it as much anymore. But MASH or something that I've seen 8 million times. Mm-hmm. And if it's on late night, and it used to be on late night, it's like oh, that's bedtime. You know, it's like a Pavlovian kind of
thing.
Mm-hmm. No, I wouldn't have predicted. I would have predicted like Law and Order or something that's, you know how you every channel, you like, anytime you're flicking through, you're gonna find freaking Law and Order.
And they're so formulaic, you'd think a person.
Yeah, you know exactly. You just hear the.
But anywho,
we're an interesting species, us humans, aren't we?
Yeah, we need a lot of things to get through a day.
Constant whatever, you know. And it's like, oh my, that's not enough. Now I'm going to need alcohol, and then I'm going to need chocolate, and then I better turn this device on. And then,
I didn't used to need TV, you know, in my bedroom.
Yeah,
I always thought that was a bad idea, you know. But now I can't really imagine not having a TV in my bedroom.
All right. I don't have one of those, but the place is so small, it doesn't matter. I can just open the door.
See
it. Well, we've done it again. We've filled another really long, you know, pointlessly long.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Podcast with just gibberish.
Gibberish, yeah. This might be a new low.
I had a good time. That's really all I think about.
I did, too.
We hope you are mildly entertained if you're out there, and I'll be doing a marathon of the whole week, and then I'll get back on track.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. We probably should have a cocktail before we tackle that one.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Okay, everybody, enjoy your week, and we'll talk to you soon, Keisha.
Yeah. Okay, Gia, and safe travels to you kids.
Thank you very much.
And, okay.
We'll see you when we get back.
Alrighty, bye-bye.
Okay, see ya.